From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, January 12th, 2026. Weekend protests in Little Rock spoke out against the federal government's use of immigration and customs enforcement. A candlelight vigil was held on the Broadway Bridge in downtown Little Rock Saturday evening, remembering Renee Good and more than 30 others who have died in ICE custody over the last year. 37-year-old Good was shot and killed by ICE agent Jonathan Ross on Wednesday. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports an estimated 400 people met on the bridge Saturday evening. Around 100 others protested outside of a store on Geyer Springs Road earlier that day. Organizers said while they have been actively leading protests in the city across the past few months, Saturday's vigil was the largest yet attended. State police chases are down, while the number of people killed in those chases is up. Reporting from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette found that Arkansas State Police recorded 432 instances of troopers chasing fleeing motorists in 2025. That marks the lowest number of state police chases since 2019, when 404 pursuits were reported. However, 7 people died in crashes resulting from state police pursuits in 2025. That death toll was the highest since at least 2016, surpassing the totals of 6 from both 2023 and 2024. Colonel Mike Hagar, director of the agency, says troopers are under orders to stop fleeing motorists as soon as possible after they begin to drive away. Researchers with the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service recently took their expertise to the East African nation of Rwanda. The school partnered with the nonprofit Bridge to Rwanda and the University of Arkansas Bumpers College of Agriculture, Food, and Life Sciences on the project. Al Bavon is a professor of public administration at the Clinton School and was part of the team on the ground in Rwanda teaching the newest generation of farmers best practices for sustainable agriculture.
So the significant problem for millions of low-income farmers across Africa in general and also in Rwanda is food insecurity. So traditional farming practices tend to degrade the soil, increase costs, lead to decreasing crop yields, and leave farmers more vulnerable to droughts and soil erosion.
The project taught data collection and surveying techniques to recent college graduates in the country who can then train farmers on how to maximize their crop yields sustainably. Bavon says tailoring their message to fit Rwandan culture was a unique experience.
One of the things that was very significant about this was the importance of faith Rwandan culture. It was something that we talked about, we knew about it, but being on the field and hearing people talk about it and actually putting it into practice was very eye-opening.
The project will continue throughout the year with another team of students set to return to the country in the summer. Maternity services at another rural Arkansas hospital have closed. The Arkansas Advocate reports the maternity ward at the Wachita County Medical Center in Camden was shuttered on Friday. Hospital administrators say keeping the unit operational was no longer feasible. The hospital said it only delivered 119 babies last year and struggled to retain obstetric nurses. Only 32 hospitals across 22 Arkansas counties remain with labor and delivery units. The obstetric physician who was staffed at Wachita County Medical Center said they will now leave the state, while 2 obstetric nurses on staff are being transferred to work in the emergency department. And today we can expect sunny skies with a high of 55 degrees. Your low tonight is 26. Mostly clear skies throughout the week with some slight chances of rain overnight on Tuesday. But otherwise, we'll see highs spanning between the 40s and 60s throughout the week. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.